What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get more on Dylan in a second. Before that, if you're a reminder, it is always, always speaker season. Wherever you're
Tyler.
At, I don't care if you're in the USA, a different country, it's always speaker
team
season.
Team money.
Tyler Carlson, the team at Mid-America Speakers Bureau in Central City, are here for you for all budgets, for all time frames, all types of speeches. They got it covered at Mid-America Speakers Bureau.
I talked to Tyler yesterday.
You did?
Emailed and text message, so it's kind of like it was. But yeah, we keep in touch. He's a great friend, and that's why I can sell him at the highest level that his product. When I spoke out at when I spoke in Curtis, that was set up through Tyler Carlson. That was through the bureau, and so yeah, so absolutely love that. And said right now, speaker season can't be any higher because you're hiring for January. And that is a reboot time. January,
resolution
February.
Time.
Yes, it's reboot time. So things are going. Reach out to him. Get on his website. Talk to him. I mean, like I said, if you shoot him an email, he'll call you. And this way, he'll handle this over the phone and have it done. If you want to potentially be a speaker, talk to Tyler also.
He'll vet you.
He'll vet you. You at the highest level. And so, and he does it first class, everything. If you want to be the cool person, Jake, in your company, because you hired the speaker. Go to Tyler because that's a lot of pressure. Someone says, yeah, why don't you hire the speaker? Speaker comes in, he's a flop. That's a bad day for you.
It is.
That's why you want to go through Tyler.
MidAmericaSB.com, the website for more info there. MidAmerica Speakers Bureau, MidAmericaSB.com. Okay, what is the message board intel on Royal
Steve?
Love? Sip, you've been scouring that during the break.
Oh, no, I was scouring something else. I was not scouring.
But have you checked out TMZ? The Red Sea Scrolls since the Raiola news yesterday? Is it freak out or is it, hey, it's okay, let's move on from the fan base? What's the percentage?
A lot of like, just sniping. I mean.
Bickering?
Yeah.
Bickering?
I thought about this driving in today, and I don't know how you do a poll or what's real. Because the stuff that, when it came out, I go, okay, I better research this stuff to see what's going on for the show. And when I was reading, it was probably out of 10 comments, it was 8-2, somewhat negative. Glad it's over. We've moved on. That's what. But then is that?
That's pretty accurate.
That's what the numbers were that you read. But that's just the guys that are commenting in. I don't know. Like no one talked to my dad last night. You know, I mean, he wasn't making a comment. So, but it was 8-2 probably as far as
probably
like
no best that happened.
Yeah, best that happened. We've moved on. Not a problem. Good luck to him. You know, whatever.
I wish it would have worked out better. You know, when think about it, you got to kind of go back in time. It's not easy to do that. When he committed, there was such high hopes.
There's jubilation here.
Yeah, there's jubilation, excitement, much like when Frost came, much like when Trev came. I mean,
what else? What else? maybe not Mike Riley.
So you have these sort of iconic names attached to the program, and you think, okay, this is where it's going to turn. Frost, no. Trev, even when Trev came, I thought there was that kind of feeling.
Absolutely.
Trev's here to save the day. I was going to do the I'm here to save the day, and it came out weird. I'm here to save the day. So Trev was that.
I love when you do that.
So Trev, and then the Raiolas. You know, this would be where it turned. Nope, it didn't turn. It just didn't. And then see the other part of this conversation that is very real in my mind is the schedule next year, which I looked at yesterday and thought
with some trepidation there.
Well, think about it. The easiest game of the Big Ten games is probably Maryland. Okay.
In Lincoln.
Yeah. What happened against Maryland this year? They needed a last gas drive to win the game that was sort of,
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crows. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I mean, it was surprising they pulled it off.
Maryland beat Matt Rhule here, his first year's head coach in Lincoln in November.
That is the easiest game.
And their
game.
Quarterback's coming back.
That's the easiest game.
Yeah, Malik's back.
That's nine games. That's the easiest one. There's none you would look at. So in other words, there's none that you look at in those nine games and say, oh, they'll win that one. No. Yeah. Okay, you might say, well, Sip, they play Michigan State. Okay. I mean, I saw that game this year. I saw the last time they went to Spartan Stadium. You think that's going to be easy?
Yeah.
No. That's...
And got Fitz there now?
Right.
You have a whole
new...
Fitz is fired
up. Thank you. Fitz, that's a good point, by the way, because it'll probably turn fairly fast there in terms of how they play. But anyway, it didn't. So it didn't go like you wanted it to. Nobody would say that. It didn't. So, you know, now here we are. I don't know. I think it's, but I do think it's best just to, for both parties, just to move on. Right?
Yeah. Seems like I think it's a mutual split here.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you read the comments, everybody was pretty much about moving on.
Yeah.
It was moving on.
I'm glad it's happened. It's been frustrating from a sports writer's perspective because people want a day by day account. Mm-hmm. They want to know what's happening every day. And there's a lot of days there's nothing happening. You know, it's just, you know, he's just rehabbing and they're trying to decide what to do.
I would imagine that the rehab / injury healing must be very good. Because if it was, you're going to have, I mean, what's the first question to somebody that's looking at Dylan?
How's he doing?
Yeah. Where's he at? What's his report? So it must be very good. Because if it wasn't good, if the report was not good, like, oh, man, he's not – you'll be lucky to have him back for fall camp. It's like, okay, that's – we're not doing that as far as other teams.
Now, rehab's going well.
So it must be really well. And
yeah, it's going well. He's walking. So that part of it's fine. But both parties got to make this – kind of decide – got to determine what they want to do. And the money part is a big part of that discussion. Does Nebraska want to tie up $3.5 million? Now that's loose. Now you got that money. And you can use it for, I guess, another quarterback. But I don't know how it.
Well, there's going to be massive undertakings on every roster because of the front loading that happened last year. And so right now, everyone is under the assumption they have less money. The question is, do they? Get back to the third lane part again.
Right, it's like, the third lane. You don't know who's going to be in the third lane.
Goes, oh, yeah, Texas Tech, they got double eagle money. I mean, double eagle energy, I think it is, that billionaires and stuff. It's like, okay, but where are they at? Last year, 100%. You could just front load everything. And they talked about it. Then whatever it was it June 30th or July, wherever it was, when the accounts got loaded up on that day. That's when everything changed. Yeah. Now, that's different now.
It's a tricky conversation, right? So – but now going back to these guys that Sean laid out, these guys are So you guys are saying no, Levitt's
well,
not.
Obviously you want them, but it just doesn't seem very likely with Sam the options Levitt, they're going to have.
The reason I bring up Levitt is because there was a time where he was really looking at Nebraska.
And then he went to Arizona State and blew up, and now he's kind of surpassed Nebraska. Yeah,
but it's a simple question. I mean, simple answer. Levitt like to come to Nebraska? Yes. Yes, 100%.
No questions asked.
Might upset some other people. Don't care. Just give me good players.
Absolutely.
I don't want to get into that whole thing. Well, if we do that, no, that's getting upset. We've already got
We can't worry about that.
We've already got a defense. We already have a defensive end. Right. I don't care. Get more. Get better.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you do. You upgrade your roster in every spot, every day. That's all you do.
Talk me out of Aiden Childs.
I don't want.
Well, don't want I this is what I'd say. I heard him coming in. I bet he goes somewhere and has a career.
Okay.
I still think somewhere and has a career. I think everything just went. You start looking at some of these guys that things went and then went had a change.
Oh God! You just went out on a limb though. I've done this and it can crush you.
It can crush you. Yeah. I gotta see where I will only make a hard prediction when I see where he goes. But could he go somewhere? Yeah, because the year before he was pretty decent.
I like Childs.
He was good the year before.
At Oregon State, pretty decent.
I like him.
And then it just went everything. And you don't know.
He had a bad year.
Yeah. He did. He had a bad year.
Yeah, he had a bad year.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.